This is Light to Guide Our Feet, the 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I bless the Lord, I praise his name, and I shout hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, it is my prayer that things are well with you today, and if they aren't, you know to whom you may go to make sure that they can be at their very best, not only today, but always. I call your attention to 1 Samuel, Chapter 17. 1 Samuel, chapter 17. In the Old Testament, 1 Samuel, chapter 17. The reading begins at verse 12. 1 Samuel, chapter 17. The reading begins at verse 12. Now David was the son of that Ephratite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. And the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab the firstborn, and next unto him Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the battle, to fight. Let's read once again now. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 20. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 20. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel." And David spake to his, reading once again, Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. And David spake to the man that stood by him, saying, "What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And the people answered him after this manner, saying, "So shall it be done to the man that killeth him." And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the man. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, "Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, but thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle." And David said, "What have I done?" Verse 29. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 29. And David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion." Once again now, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37. David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put on, verse 38 now, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 38. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put on, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 38. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them." And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild. Read it once again now. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 46. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 46. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put out his 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 49. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slang it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, and there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until they come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Shamaraim, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. Reading once again, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 52. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until they come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Shaaraim and unto Gath and unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. And Saul, verse 55 now, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 55, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 55. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host, Abner, whose son is this youth? And Abner said, As thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell. And the king said, "Inquire thou whose son the stripling is." And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, "Whose son art thou, thou young man?" And David said, "I am the son of thy servant, Jesse the Bethlehemite." 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 12 through 58. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 12 through 58. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for this great chapter in the Bible. Thank you, Father God, for what thou hast shown that thou can and will do. I bless thy name, I praise thy name in Jesus' name. Bless now this message in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. 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 When God gives his man a mission, when God gives his man a mission, I call your attention back to verse 28 of 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the man. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, "Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the haughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle." And David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" These two verses, in the midst of the predicament of Israel as the Philistines make the war, set the war in array, or the battle in array against Israel, and as Israel sets the battle in array against the Philistines, and the major backdrop is Goliath of Gath, who is a giant and who comes out and who challenges any man in Israel to come fight him, and by whoever win, the war would be over, and the winning nation would then serve the losing nation would then serve the winning nation. So Goliath's challenge had been, "Send a man to fight me, and if I kill him, then you'll serve us. And if he kills me, we'll serve you." And Israel and Saul, they were all afraid of Goliath. He was an imposing big man, a man who just by vision one would fear because of his size and his appearance. And so Jesse, David's father, had sent Jesse to see how his three eldest brothers were doing. They were in the army and following Saul in their battles or war against the Philistine. And David hears of the challenge of Goliath, and he begins to ask questions about it. And the men of the army begin to tell him what Saul has promised to the man that kills Goliath. But David has an opposition from a strange place, and yet not so strange. It is obvious that his eldest brother cared for his younger brother, and he didn't want him to get hurt. That is pretty obvious. His anger was kindled against David, not so much because he hated David, but he did not apparently want David to get hurt. And so he begins to question his youngest brother, and the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28, and Eliab, the eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the man, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, "Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle." And David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" Apparently, Eliab and David had had these kinds of little skirmishes before, where Eliab had had to chastise, as it were, David for something that Eliab thought was not good for David, or that was showing his pride or naughtiness. And so the older brother, in so many ways, chastises the younger brother. What are you doing down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? Well, David was about his father's business, and he was about to be about his God's business. His daddy had sent him down to see how his eldest brothers were doing, the three brothers, and he had obeyed his daddy. David was there on the command of his daddy, and now he was hearing something that began to raise his ire and began to have him think about his God and what the Philistines were doing in their challenge against the people of God. And David seemed to have, not only in this instance, but David seemed to have a strong sense of justice. David did not like injustice, it appeared. Even when he became king and he heard that someone had been unjust, there were times when we see him very furious at having heard that an injustice had been done. And David just thought it not right that these uncircumcised Philistines should challenge and frighten the people of God. In David's sight, that just was not right. And so David, being a young man that God had proved himself, in his mind he could do what he said he could do. He had already encountered the lion and the bear, and having fought with his bare hands and overcome them, he was confident that God would deliver Goliath into his hands. But he had to first get past his eldest brother. He had to first get past his eldest brother. Sometimes to do God's work, you've got to first get past those who are closest, most dear to you. Sometimes to do God's work, first you've got to get past your loved ones who care about you but don't understand what God is doing through you. So Eliab says, according to the Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28, and Eliab the eldest brother heard when he spake unto the man, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, but thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. It is important also, pastors, those of you who think, well, I don't have a big church. I have just a few people, and I don't know why the Lord is not blessing me. According to David's oldest brother, David had just a few sheep in the wilderness. A few sheep in the wilderness. Some of you pastors feel that you're in a wilderness, that nobody really knows what you're doing. You and your few sheep, and you feel, why isn't God blessing me? Well, that was apparently the what Eliab saw. He mentions the few sheep in the wilderness as he brings an accusation against his younger brother, his youngest brother David. And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? So, pastor, if you have a few sheep, remember David. And remember that even as David shepherded those few sheep, that he took just a day or two, a few days, and went and slew Goliath, and then went back to those few sheep. If Saul, and we have to look at the chronology of it, for he did some work with Saul also, but he had those few sheep when he slew Goliath. And that's a whole sermon for you, Reverend Pastor, who has a few sheep and feel you can't do anything great because you only have a few sheep. But that's not the sermon here today. This is about getting past those who stand in our way as we go to do great things for God. Eliab, his eldest brother, was standing in his way. He didn't fight him, but he just turned from him. He turned from him. That's what verse 30 says. And he turned from him toward another. Okay? David didn't try to fight his eldest brother, but verse 30 said, and he turned from him toward another, and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the same manner. David did not let his eldest brother rebuke or accusation get him off the point that he had. He didn't let the mission be interrupted by his eldest brother's chastisement or accusations. You see, some people allow a little interference to keep them from doing God's work. But David just turned from him and kept on, and before long he was out there not only fighting but slaying Goliath and winning the war. So when people oppose you and you know you're doing God's work, just love them, turn from them, and keep on doing the mission of God. This is a wonderful, wonderful example of how God works with his man and how God's man encounters opposition. But God's man does not allow the opposition to deter him from great victory. And that great victory, not only for David himself, but for the army of Saul and for all of Israel and for God himself. David did not allow the small interference to deter him from the victory that God had already ordained for him. This is Pastor Clarence William Page of Trinity Baptist Church, and you're listening to Light to Guide Our Feet, the 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. The Lord bless you. Heaven smile upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.